plate a potential nugget.
As I was understanding the MOVE framework, I was curious about how it applies in the life of coaches, right? I guess at some level, you know, while, you know, the primary audience for the framework I discovered was the leaders that we coach, but I guess as I was reflecting on it, as I found it as relevant or even more relevant in the way I could apply it as a coach. I'd love to hear from the two of you on how you sort of, you know, sort of bring MOVE to bear in the coaching work that the two of you do.
I would say it's always with me. First is, so let's say, Deepak, you know, you're my coaching client. And the very first thing I'll want to do is I'll go immediately to, in my mind, the second and third dimensions of change to start. Like, I'm first going to want to create a safe relationship with you and like you and really try to be who I really am, not trying to impress you. So I'm using that as my self-regulation to start. And then we might sort of think about, okay, what is it we really need to do? You know, so let's start getting the objectives. Now, then I pass that on to you. Like, what do you need to do? Who do you need to be? How do you want to relate? But I'm using that with myself first. Okay, so then one, and there's a whole story about this in the book, is as I'm working with you, I'm going to be noticing your stances and my stances. I give an example of working with a leader who's having a lot of trouble with his boss, and he's really into it, and he's leaning in. And the next thing I know is I've caught that leaning in energy, and I'm leaning into, and we're thinking about how is he going to manage this situation. And then all of a sudden I go, oops. Lean back, Carol, lean back. Let's back up and then ask, well, let's look at the overview and the context, what might be going on. And then all of a sudden there's a bigger view. And then in that case, it may also be, you know, if you put the well-being of your boss there right in the front and center, how would that relate to what, you know, you might do, you know, as the coachee and their boss? But then for myself as well. And then the other big one is, you know, say you're talking to me as your client and I'm thinking I know what to say. It's like, well, how can I sort of not lean and give you space? So all of a sudden you stop talking. I need to be okay with that and be able to not lean. And then, of course, with vantage point, you know, as I'm listening, I'm not going to believe my first set of thoughts, but I'm also going to be noticing where are you, you know, and I might say, hey, you know, Deepak, are you connecting the dots with your hopes or your fears here? What's your sense of how clear you are? I won't necessarily be the one that says, gee, you're not clear, but I could say to you, how clear are you? Mm-hmm. And, you know, if that's low or whatever, and then engage and affect change. I think, again, what are the leadership signals, you know, as a coach? What am I sending out? What am I noticing about what you're sending out? So I think these are ways to be making space for yourself and the person you're coaching in parallel, basically all the time.
Well, I think for me, a lot of this lives in the options generator for me. Because when you think of a lot of coaches, there are a lot of one-trick ponies out there that would go like, Deepak, this is all about your energy, or Deepak, it's all about mindfulness, or it's all about strengths-based positive psychology. And we're like, yes, and a whole bunch of other things. So for us, when you're trying to help someone move from like the highest peak that they're at right now to the biggest peak in the planet, whether it's in the Alps or whatever, it's very unclear about how to get there. And so we want to try a whole bunch of stuff. So we want to create many, 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 many options that we can draw on in our coaching. So the idea is that you try something which is based on our hypothesis that we think this might serve our client. And if it does, and if they get a little bit more elevation, like heading towards the Alps on that, then we keep going. And if they don't, or it doesn't resonate with them, or they just say, I just don't want to do this, then we try something else. So for us, it's like it's creating many, many, many different options so that we can best be in service of our clients.
Thank you for listening. We have an entire playlist on coaching if this is of interest. you can just go to playtopotential.com and go to the curated playlist section. You will find the playlist, Coaching.